First bill on today's agenda is Senate File 144. Senator Chamberlain moves that Senate File 124 be recommended to pass. Senator Howe, to your bill.
Mr. Chair and Senators, I would offer an author's amendment, A1 amendment, if some Senator Chamberlain could move that, that'd be great to put it into the authors.
Senator Chamberlain moves the A1 amendment. Does everyone have a copy of it?
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion? Is this the first committee this bill's been to?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
So that's an author's amendment. All in favor of adopting the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Amendment's adopted. And you had an oral amendment, is that correct? Or?
Mr. Chair, that is correct. There is just an oral amendment, and I should have asked for that to be changed. If Senator Chamberlain could move that oral amendment, that would be great.
Senator Chamberlain.
So moved.
And what is the amendment?
What is it?
Did I say?
Yeah.
Do we have a little more information?
It's a technical correction, Mr. Chair.
It's a technical correction on line 1.10. You go down to the section, the statute in the section, it says 645.012. It should be 645.021.
So, Senator Chamberlain moves the oral amendment. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
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 The amendment's adopted. To your bill, Senator Howe.
Mr. Chair and committee members, what this bill allows is that the Port Authority in Red Wing currently has 6-year terms. As a former mayor of Red Wing, I'd have difficulty getting somebody to agree to serve on the Port Authority because it's a 6-year term. And I used to joke about that, saying most marriages don't last that long. Fortunately, ours, you know, I want to be careful with that because mine has, and my testifier here has. Currently, the Port Authority members can be appointed for 6 years, and then they can be reappointed for another 6 years. So, in fact, they can serve 12 years. And we just had one person actually complete that 12-year service, so that was great. But it really limits the ability to get good people to serve on the Port Authority Board because it is such a commitment. And what this bill would allow to happen is for the local officials to adopt a 3-year term for the Port Authority with one reappointment. So a person could serve up to 6 years. But this would just be granting local control. And, Mr. Chair, I have the chair of the Red Wing Port Authority Board here, Mr. Tom Brown, and he would like to testify on this.
Thank you, Senator Howe. Mr. Brown, welcome to the committee. If you could just state your name.
Thank you. My name is Tom Brown, and I'm from Red Wing. I'm the chairman of the Red Wing Port Authority Board of Commissioners.
Proceed. Go ahead.
My thought... I'd like to just add to this is that we have a city of 16,000 people, and we have my own perception as I've been on this board for the last I'm entering my fourth year I know really what a board such as a Port Authority needs. You need people that are able to do financial analysis, process loans, develop real estate, do real estate transactions in a meaningful way. So there's a broad need there, and it's just been my observation that a 3-year term with a second 3-year term, I think, is going to make it easier for us to get a wider group of people to serve on the Red Wing Port Authority, and also I think it's going to really help keep fresh ideas moving forward in the economic development of the Red Wing area. Not to say anything bad about the people that have spent many, many years on the Port Authority Board, but I believe that after 10 and pushing to 12 years, it is a little difficult to keep coming up with new ideas and fresh content for the dialogue within our meetings. So I'm in a very high support of this House or this Senate bill.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience who cares to testify for or against Senate file?
Thank you.
Is there any discussion, Senator Kielash?
Just for a little background, currently how many members are on the board? Are the terms staggered, or, you know, or any just information on that? And is this going to mean that every 3 years the board can completely change? Or just, I'm just looking for some clarification on
Thank
that.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. Mitchell. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Senator. These are staggered terms. So there is really someone coming up, I believe, every year. So every year we're getting someone new, and someone veteran is going off the board.
The number of members?
I'm sorry, thank you. We have 7 members. Yeah. There are 5 members who are appointed by the mayor, and there are 2 members of the Redmond Port Authority whom are appointed by the president of the city council. So we have 2 council member liaison voting members of the Port Authority.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Senator Howell, or I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Howell.
Just a clarification on Senator Kielash's there and follow-up on Mr. Brown's testimony. There's 5 public servants from the city of Red Wing, and then there are 2 council members. So when Mr. Brown says there's 2 appointed by the city council, those are appointed by the council president, but they're actually city council members. So that makes up the board of 7.
Senator Keela?
So the 5 appointed by the mayor are actually city staff? Is that
when I say public, they're from the
general public.
From
okay,
the
thank
general
you.
Public,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Senator Harrington.
I just had a general question, Mr. Chair, about terms for port authorities. Is there any standardization in terms of, are most of them 3, 6, or is this pretty much at the will of each local government body?
I'm not sure, Senator Harrington. Does Senator Howe, do you have an answer, or does staff?
Mr. Chair, I believe, and I think council can probably answer the question better, but Mr. Chair and Senator Harrington, as you know, any changes to the Port Authority, they're created by statute, by state statute, and any changes, a lot of times the terms are defined in the state statute. This would just allow for a change of that, and that's why it requires, because the 6-year terms is defined in state statute.
Do you have additional? Does that answer your question, Senator Harrington?
It's close enough for government work, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions? No. Senator Peterson.
Mr. Chair and members, Senator Howe, do those members get to ride on the barges at all?
Senator Howe.
Mr. Chair and Senator Peterson, you know, no, they don't, but they are very active in the community. And as you know, the city of Red Wing, we have the Red Wing grain elevators. We also have Simstone. So we are a very active port when it comes to commercial industries and industrial industries. Also, we have a large recreational boating, and they also they oversee the harbor commission, and they actually appoint members to the harbor commission. So the City of Red Wing Port Authority is a huge economic development agency in our city, but they do a lot of tasks as far as the port is concerned, and we do have a very active port, but we have a lot of barges in our city.
Senator Peterson.
I've actually done that, and it's a great experience, and I suggest it might enable you to recruit more members, because it's a fun trip. If you offer that to them, you might get more volunteers.
Any further discussion on Senate File 124? Seeing none, Senator Chamberlain renews the motion that Senate File 124 is amended be recommended to pass to the General Register. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Bill is passed.
Thank you.
I think that's all we have on the agenda for today. Next week we'll be discussing photo ID, so that should be a pretty full week. With that, we are adjourned.
Appreciate it.